I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
RSN Radio. It really whips the hedgehog's ass.
All right. This is RSN Live with Voice, and I'm under directions by my sister to inform you all that I am a horrible, horrible person. Yep, I'm a horrible person. The reason behind this is because this is all still new. Of course, we're trying to do this as a regular schedule, which, for those who are listening to this as a podcast, is 6 p.m. Central Time, United States Time, and midnight GMT. So, I didn't inform her of this, and so she made dinner, which will be ready about 20 minutes from now, and I will be up here still doing my show until 7 o'clock or possibly later. So, just part of the stipulation, I had to tell you guys I am a horrible, horrible person. So, that's out of the way. That's out of the way. I am free and clear. So, it's we're on to the fourth show. Four shows strong. Well, four episodes, I guess, would be the right way to put it. Isn't that great? So, what's going on, folks? What's going on with everyone tonight? For me, I actually just finished playing the Beatles Rock Band. I found out one of the guys that's on my friends list is actually playing that game, and I am now dead set to beat him in every song possible. That said, my hands are very, very sore. Very sore. Before I get too far into this, to the anyone who may be listening live and isn't in the chat rooms, or if you're listening as a podcast, let's go ahead and go through the standard spiel, shall we? So, whenever I'm doing this show, I am always accessible via IRC. I'm on the Surreal Chat IRC network. Hey, I'm not forgetting words this time. On the Sonic Stadium channel, Radio Sega channel, and the Radio Nintendo channel. There's a few other channels in there, but that's really the three primaries that if you want to reach me, that's where you go to. And I'm also on the Afternet IRC network, which is awesome because it's Afternet. Actually, it's just a shameless plug because I have a server with them. And that's also where the RSN chat room is. The bonus with the RSN chat room, as per usual, is that that one has a bot that's relaying everything that's being played into the chat room, as well as reminding everyone every 20 minutes how they can listen in. Isn't that amazing, folks? That is super amazing. Don't you love technology? I do. So, get a little drink here. Sorry, I haven't had a lot to drink today. Rather dry. Okay, I think we're good for now. So, you know, work, Rock Band, zero planning put into this, so that's why there's a lot of silence here and you're just hearing music. That sounds a little bit too loud, doesn't it? Let's go ahead and turn that down just a teensy. There we go. That sounds a whole lot better. Alright. Alright. And so, what I'm going to go ahead and do now is I'm just going to go into our first track, and since I'm already in this particular folder, you will go ahead and enjoy this little track from the Loser, a Sega Genesis Tribute album. This is Voice Song. Right back. Hello, what just happened? Wonder why it quit. Well, I guess I'm back. All right. Well, that was the shortest break ever, wasn't it? All right. Oh, that is... I don't know, I must have clicked the wrong button somewhere. No, the stream did not die. Somehow the music stopped playing. Or at least IDGC is telling me that the stream's still alive, so we're good. We're good. I just completely somehow managed to make it stop on its own. Because I'm that good. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna start that over and over again, so let's pull up another track. Me and you guys can enjoy that. Oh, I was going so well. Why? Why did you have to do this to me? You know what? Doesn't matter. Why? You know, stuff happens live, doesn't it? So while I'm looking for music, let me tell you about what I've found that annoys me the most lately. And that is that people, at least in the state of Illinois, seem to be unable to grasp the concept of using turn signals to indicate when they're going to change lanes. I don't know why. It's really, you know, friggin' annoying. It's literally a lever about 3 inches away from their hand. Oh no, it's not just women, Spinnick. I've seen plenty of guys and do this too, and it drives me nuts. It's a little lever 3 inches away from your hand when you're on the wheel. Somehow people don't understand how to use it. And rage. For God's sakes, people, use your friggin' turn signals. It's like I've had some lady when I was driving to work, and I drive on an expressway, so I'm driving, you know, 60, 70 miles an hour, and this person is sitting on this side of the highway on the shoulder, and out of nowhere just pulls out in front of me. And that just stopped. Well, at least it went to its different set. Something's up. I get the feeling. I don't know what, but something is up. Alright. Well, Spinnick wants to get in on this, so while I prepare that, go ahead and enjoy this mess. All right, everyone. Sorry about that little glitch. Turns out my hand was hitting the trackpad on the laptop, and it was just switching. I have a crossfader. There are two playlists on this system, and for whatever reason, my hand is touching the trackpad in just a way that it's hitting the right switch button, and it's swinging it over, and that's why the track went dead the first time, and you heard Green Hill Zone go quiet during its little musical bit. So, egg on my face, that's always fun. Anyways, so I do have Spinnick on. There's a little bit of a clipping sound going on, but I'll go ahead and bring him into the stream. So, alright, you're live. Go ahead and say hi.
Hello, everyone.
See, there you go. The magic of things somewhat actually working. Oh, this is amazing. For the first time, it's all working. With the exception of my hand hitting the trackpad. So, what's going up in your world, Spinnick? What's going up?
Homework right now.
It's
fun.
Yeah.
It's freezing cold out.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been out of college for like a year and a half now, so that's... I'm free, as it were. Although, I guess I could always go back to college for a master's, but... I have loans to pay off first.
I'm going to be paying student loans up the butthole.
Yeah, that is the unfortunate side effect of all that, isn't it? Also, no. Read about your little dilemma earlier with your dad taking away your Sonic stuff, claiming that you're too old for that.
Yeah, that totally sucked.
Well, I don't know. There's some people that are just like, well, this is geared towards kids. Yep. Well, here's the thing I've found, is a lot of people don't realize that, like, Batman and Superman initially was geared towards kids. I mean, it's gone a little bit up in the violence factor, but that all started out as being aimed at just kids. So, there's other stuff that, we're getting to 404. 404? No, you're lying to me, Ray. You're lying. I can sense it. But anyways, like I was saying, it's kind of like the people that are saying that adults shouldn't be watching cartoons. I mean, it really is kind of stupid in a way. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy.
Yeah, there's that possibility.
Yeah, I am kind of messed up in the head. We just went off the line. Not Spinnick. Okay, we're good. Sorry, I'm not as exciting as some other people here on interviews, but this is the first time I've ever had this work, so I'm kind of actually surprised and stunned.
Nope, second time. Remember episode 0.5, or whatever you want to call it? We had John and...
That was episode 2, and if I remember correctly... You guys couldn't hear me, so as far as I'm concerned, the system was completely foobar.
Oh, no. No, before that, when you were first testing out your live stream...
Yeah. I never recorded that, though.
Oh, boy, that would have been hilarious.
Raz, you're asking what song's currently playing. It's Charlie Steinman, It Is Such a Good Night. I got it from the internet, obviously, but I was introduced to it by the cartoon series Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
Oh, that's a great song.
You know what? I'm sorry. Was I supposed to Rax? I butcher names.
It's Rax.
Rax.
Yeah.
Rax.
I think I found the source of this clipping noise.
Did you?
Yeah, my wireless router is directly. My webcam is sitting on top of my wireless router.
Right. You keep using your webcam.
Yeah, I have a mic in the other room. I just haven't tested it to see if it works.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Webcam mics tend to be kind of horrible, so.
Yeah, I get that sound in my headphones.
Yeah, I've got it too. So it is going over the stream. I can assure you that.
These are $450 headphones. I don't see why you should be doing that.
$450?
Yep.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, well, I wanted sound quality.
Obviously. Wow. That is some next level spending there.
Yeah. Wow. I recently bought a Saturn.
But did you buy Knights?
I didn't buy it, but I got it some other way. Not gonna say how.
But yeah, we all know. We all know how. You hit up the local Pirate Bay, didn't you?
It wasn't on there, actually. I got it from MU Paradise.
Yeah. Gotta love emulator sites. Emulator sites are freaking amazing. No, I'm gonna turn this down a little bit more. This music seems to be a little overdriving. Although it doesn't help when people are, you know, going online and going offline like no one's business.
Yeah, I have like 90 contacts in Skype, and like one or two log off every hour.
You know what I should really try to do? He's not online now, but one of these shows, I'm going to try to get CD-ROM on here. Just for role reversal. I know I've been on his show like twice, and each time I've sounded like a complete idiot. I don't know what the results would be here. It might be amusing.
Let's see, what else is there to talk about? You should come to Canada. We have snow.
Oh, I got snow. We finally got snow here in Chicago. Finally. It's January 12th, so long overdue, but we finally got the white stuff. I know what you guys are thinking. No.
I thought it too.
Yeah. I have found that Sonic Stadium Rex has possibly one of the most messed up minds I've ever seen in a chat room. Well, but then again, I've seen worse, I guess.
CD-ROM 1019 thinks he's on crack all the time.
Well, that is Roger Craig Smith's opinion.
Yeah.
I do think I would take this as a badge of honor if I was Rex. I'd be like, yeah. Dude, Sonic told me to lay off the crack. That is freaking amazing.
Of course,
he didn't say it in Sonic's voice, but
yeah.
Still, that's kind of like
your what's it called, Cisco router training or whatnot.
Oh, you're talking about how I okay for the people who don't understand, I've been watching a video series, and it's basically a guy giving you information about, because Cisco is a company that produces network gear and software, and so they have a whole level of certifications you can get to say, hey, I know how to configure a Cisco router. And so I'm watching a video series right now by, I can't remember the guy's last name, but he goes by the first name of Jeremy, and he's explaining all this stuff about networking and how to configure this stuff, and I can't get it out of my mind that he sounds so similar to Roger Craig Smith that I'm watching a series about RIP. It's a routing protocol, and the guy's giggling with excitement when it's working, and I'm just thinking to myself, oh my god, Sonic is so excited about RIP. Wow. This is This is next level stuff. So, it's kind of hard to pay attention when you're thinking that. Like, this is Sonic's teaching me how to route things.
Well, I was yesterday. I was flipping through my channel guide on my television, and I switched to TLC, and I watched "Say Yes to the Dress" because I wanted to hear Roger Craig Smith's voice.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find it. Like, I know I have this somewhere.
Oh God.
I don't know which one is which because it's not well labeled at all. Tell you what, we're gonna go ahead and take a music break. I'll find, get into a video. I don't want to do it. Tell you what, I'll go ahead and open it, and we'll see what we get. And I gotta stop this before it starts playing. Cancel. Okay, apparently it won't do it with that. How about VLC? No.
You have gone through all the videos in the series up to this point. I now deem you ready to move into the advanced TCP/IP section.
Okay, so he doesn't sound exactly like Roger Craig Smith, but he sounds somewhat there.
And that is TCP/IP.
Somewhat there, and it's kind of, it gets weird.
If you've been in the technology field for a while,
there we go. It cut off. Okay, finally. No, it was playing the audio, but no video. No video to go with it. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me here now. I know I've been prone to doing that. The music stopped. Music stopped. That means I have to pick another set, doesn't it? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go ahead, and I've completely closed out my window that had all my music in it. Facepalm. Oh my. Bear with me, folks. I'm working on this. Alright, I'm going to go ahead and play a track here for you. And this is the track I actually tried to play earlier and it crashed. Or, it didn't crash. I moved it to the wrong spot. Because I am that friggin' amazing. So, I'll be back in just a moment.
Suffocating, you don't seem to care.
All right, I'm back, and I've got John with me here, so if you want to give me just a moment, I'll go ahead and flip this red phone to green. All right, John, you're on.
Hello.
What's going on, John? Welcome to RSN Live.
Oh, crap. No! Oh, crap. Okay, sorry.
That's always confidence inspiring. what's going on over there?
Kill me. I'm what? Fallout 3.
Oh, you're playing Fallout 3. Oh, okay.
Hey, if Fallout 3 is bad, play Amnesia.
I don't have that. It's
Fallout
3.
Well,
go ahead.
So what's going on in your end, John, other than Fallout 3?
Hey,
no,
I'm at my college next week, which is like, I have been deceived. You know, I was having a lot of fun on holiday until all of a sudden I get this news about holiday that I have to go back on the 18th, and I was like, what is this? I don't even hear
it. Yeah. College can suck like that. I remember a lot of people were freaking out. The college I went to, I'll say they were very business oriented, and as such, no, there was no summer break off. It was a 3-term year, and if I remember correctly, you only got 3 days off for Christmas. Campus was closed for New Year's Day. I know that much. Some of the major holidays were closed, but for the most part, they were open just like businesses were. And you know, going even farther, where I'm working now, you know, they're a 365 24/7 operation. So I'm working even through holidays now. So. Not that I'm complaining. I mean, I get holiday pay for that. Sweet, sweet holiday pay.
I'm planning on going to Waterloo, University of Waterloo, for computer engineering, and that's going to cost about $100,000 in student loans by the end of my term. A crap ton.
Oh well, yeah, I'm well owned by the banks for quite a large sum of time. I'll just leave it at that. I don't like to talk about it too much because it's a combination of rage / depression is the word I'm thinking of.
Well, the once I'm out of university, I'm going to pay off my loans by getting a job here in Canada. Then I'm taking a plane to Europe, and then I'm going to be the lead design coordinator for Sega of Europe.
Is that your ambition?
Yeah, that's my ambition.
I had to hit up, who was it? It sounded like somebody in Sonic Stadium was applying for a position with Sega. I just can't remember who. Oh, well, it's probably a good thing I don't know. Because as far as I know, this could be a whole... No one should be knowing this kind of thing.
Baking Blue Potato would like to join the Skype, you know.
Yeah. I think what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to boot people off for that. Because it does start to get a little chaotic when I get multiple people on here. I'm not as good at maintaining order, if you will. So, that's my only reservation right now. I mean, I will try to get, you know, Potato on.
Yeah.
That'd be a horrible host if I didn't. So that's pretty much it with you guys. Just college ambitions and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, my teacher almost gave me a heart attack today.
Oh?
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, I said, I'm going to go get my mark. Hey, Mr. McLean, what's my mark for this class? Oh, this class? Well, you're failing.
But
it was a joke. So.
You don't joke about that, man. Stressful enough as it is sometimes, man.
Well, he's like, no, you're. I can't give you your grade now because I haven't put in all the marks, but it's somewhere between a 65 and a 75.
At the same time, I'm trying to check some stuff here. You know, random stuff going on in my life. I, being from the Chicagoland area, I happen to have a couple anime conventions that I'm now aware of. One via my sister, one via Voluptuous Spy, who is not online. And so the one that I know of via my sister that I've been going to the past few years, Anime Central, they just sent me an email advising that I should register and book my room now. Which is funny, because I did all that back in September, so I'm just like, what? I get it. It's a general everyone. But it's just kind of funny to me, because I read that, book it now, rooms are going fast. I got it in September. Fear me.
Well, you are now feared.
Cool.
I am not feared, but fear itself.
Awesome.
You are the Priceline negotiator.
Oh, no, I told that guy to go off. He did not satisfy.
Hey.
He did not satisfy. Hey. And Mr. Big Deal didn't help either, you know.
he's awesome.
He is awesome, but he didn't help in my case.
Oh.
Yeah, I just saw that. So what I think I'm going to do before this track ends, because I wish the jingle player would tell me how much time is left. It doesn't. It's just like, oh, I'm going to play these songs in this sequence, and by the way, when it's done, it's done. Which is, you know, great for me, I guess, considering now I have to know when these tracks are going to end. So, I'm going to go ahead and pull up a track. I need to find a track. Any kind of track. Well, let me get... What do you guys want to hear? Let's see if I can find it.
You have mission theme number one from Sonic Generations.
Mission scene number one from
Sonic... No, mission theme, T-H-E-M-E.
Oh, no. No, I'm actually kind of restricted. I'm behind the curve on that one.
Really?
I will be going back into the game and grabbing more audio. It's just I don't have that right now.
This one is the Super Sonic Racing Cash remake.
Well, mainly all I've got from Generations right now is just the core levels.
Okay, then let's play some. Do you have Casino Night?
Casino Night from Generations.
Yeah.
Is literally a 7-minute loop of a 2-minute cycle. I really don't know if people want to hear that.
Okay, how about Rooftop Run Zone 2?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yay. No, right. I can't hear it. Yay.
Yeah, well, you'll be able to hear it shortly, because like I said, I gotta boot you guys off so I can get other people on. And the song just ended. No. Alright, well... this is RSN Live. We'll be back shortly.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Wait.
Can't hear me at all?
Wait, hold on. Wait a second. I have my speakers muted.
Oh, yeah, that might do it. That's weird that they're just coming up like that. You can hear me now?
I hear
you. All right. Let me tell you this. How much lag do we got here? I mean, can you hear me say that? You can hear that. All right. All right. Okay, we're good here. I was freaking out for a moment. I was like, what just happened? Why did everything goof up? What's going on? So, what's up on your end?
Not birthday was yesterday, but
hold on a second, your mic's a little quiet, so I gotta turn on music to reflect that. Alright, try that again.
My birthday was 2 days ago, and I'm 17 now! Yay!
Awesome. Awesome. That is cool to hear. Anything else going on? Any? I mean, I know you do your live casting.
I need to get around to that. Stepmania's fun.
Yeah. Well, I haven't played Stepmania in a while.
I'm terrible at it.
Now, correct me wrong, this is how long it's been since I played. You know what, I could actually just look this up myself, but that is like a DDR clone, right?
Something like that.
I know there was one that was literally like an imitation of... Yeah, okay, yeah, that's what it is. There's another one, I can't remember the name of it now, but it's like, I don't know if you've ever heard of Drum Freaks...
Never heard of it.
It's like a... It's an arcade game that Konami used to make. Basically, you'd be playing drums. It's kind of the precursor to what we got now with Rock Band.
Ah.
Only this was specific to drums.
Interesting.
Yeah, and believe it or not, there's actually a PC version of that. Let me see. Now you got me curious. Now I gotta see if I can find this. we're on to Google. Oh, it's Drummania. Sorry, folks. My mistake. It's Drummania.
Drummania.
Yeah, that was the name of the Guitar Freaks is the guitar counterpart to the Drum Freaks. Arcade machines.
The most recent arcade version is Drummania XG2, released on March 9th, 2011, huh?
Oh, so they're still making them. But I guess... I don't know if they're releasing them in the United States, so that's the other thing. Rock Band lawsuit.
Yeah.
Konami sued Harmonix. See, this is the stuff I fall behind on. Ah, there it is. Okay. So, the PC version, which is a clone, is DTX Mania. Which just works with your keyboard, I guess. Don't know if it works with the PlayStation 3 Rock Band drum kit. I would hope it would, but then again, I do remember Drummania having a lot more pads than Rock Band has, mainly in terms of having the hi-hat and cymbals in addition to the four main pads on the bass drum. So are there...
I used to have a drum set when I was little.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I don't know whatever happened to it. I still have one of those drums from it somewhere. I think that's what my dad has.
That's always how it works. Everything goes missing.
Yeah.
Or it just gets thrown out, which seems to be the case in my situation.
Oy.
But not the Kindle. I still have that guy. That's something. That's something that actually that kind of reminded me about. Because I know we were talking about this in the chat room earlier. Not you and me particularly, but I think it was actually Cookie who asked me for advice on buying albums, and my response was, looking around at all the electronics that I have that I don't use, I think you need to look for another person. And so case in point, I have an Amazon Kindle. I bought this thing like 3 months ago, and I only just recently, as of this week, started actually really using it. And, you know, this stuff is not cheap. This is, I think when I bought this, I think it was something like $170. Let me check on that. I am horrible. I just realized that. I am horrible. I buy all this stuff, and I... Oh, okay, I was like, what is that noise? It's the music in the background. Give me a moment here. I gotta look it up. Yeah, I'm aware I don't have old orders.
Why do I have my little brother's 3DS up here in my room, not charging, and I'm not even playing it?
Here we are. I found it. I finally found it. $143.
Ooh.
That's how much that sucker was when I bought it. And here's the real kicker. I bought it. And then, like, 2 weeks later, the Kindle Fire came out.
Oh! Wow.
I was just like, wow, that's headache. Wow. I should just waited. But I guess some people are telling me that the Kindle Fire isn't that great. So maybe I lucked out. I don't know. All right, KS Ray's and listen. All right. So, anything else going on?
Let's see. My room feels more like an attic than a bedroom.
Ah, yeah. I think we all got that thing going on. My room is a freaking mess.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god, how many empty water bottles are right next to my feet? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And probably in like another million more. Oh my god, I need to clean up.
Yeah. See, but like I said, you know, with me, it's just a lot of electronics. Like, I have a Roomba sitting in the corner. That was actually used today. But it doesn't get as much use as it should. I've got a Wii that hasn't been used in over 4 months. I've got, underneath that, I've got an Xbox 360 that has not been used since, I want to say, February of last year.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. But then again, I didn't pay for the Xbox 360, so I guess that's not really that big of a deal.
Oh my god, $20 is best. I only pay $20 for this thing.
Alright, so let's see what we got here. I think I'm gonna move this back into the stuff. So.
So. I miss my old room. I had a really big, nice desk. And now I'm using part of an entertainment center as my desk. Like, where am I gonna put my papers and stuff, huh? I can just barely fit the mouse and keyboard and monitor onto the thing. think in the lowest shelf thing has a bunch of office supplies. Then there's my printer taking up most of the bottom, and a bunch of DVDs and video games on the bottom.
Alright. I'm gonna go ahead and put this into another musical break. So, now I'll have to cut you loose for the night.
Alrighty.
Alright. So, thanks for thanks for accepting the call.
Peace, love, and chili dogs, everyone!
Alright. Guess what, guys? We've managed to kill an hour here. and there really wasn't that much music involved in it. It's quite astounding. People were asking me earlier if this was a music cast, and, well, what do you know? We, totally have a show going on here. Sweet. All right. It didn't go all according to plan. There were some technical glyphs. I need to find another method to control my laptop without reaching over the trackpad, obviously. But other than that, I think we did pretty good here. That being said, it is after 7, so it's time for me to go ahead and wind this down. And I'm just going to use the Japanese version Sonic X credit music for this, because that's how I roll. That's me. I'm random, man. I'm not as crazy as I sounded in the post that I made to reflect this. Am I cool? All right. So, this is the voice. Thank you for listening, and I will be back next week, same time, 6 p.m. Central time, 12 a.m. GMT. And I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your night/week. So, see ya.
in your bed.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.